gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, this is just wanted to do a little special episode for our people. As I
got to get a people, what they want. I'm sorry.
The whole Jaglin and Jacoby don't come for us.
But don't come for me unless I send for you. All right.
This comes about because I just fell into a Dream Team documentary, the originators, the only true Dream Team, the 1992 U.S. Men's National Team. I fell onto a documentary off the Dream Team tapes that I sent you way back, Jack McCollum's tapes that he
did. I was about to say, okay, yeah.
I didn't know
documentary. I was like, the podcast? I was like,
made it into a documentary.
Oh, so they did? Okay.
I found it on Paramount Plus. I just happened to be searching and found this. And I didn't have to search hard because Apple's starting to realize, who I am and what I like, because they gave this as a something you might like situation. I went, Dream Team. I wonder if this is that same thing that I've already seen. And I went into it. It was based off the tapes. I mean, and they played some of the tapes, but it did a lot of the, it showed an extended version of the game, the greatest game that no one saw, where Magic and Michael were going back and forth to each other. And there was a lot of cussing. And a lot of trash talking involved in that scrimmage that they had, and I think in Monte Carlo, and then the one where they played the college kids, and the college kids beat them, where the game that everybody says Chuck Daly threw on purpose because he didn't play Michael much and kind of messed with the rotations a bunch. But they showed extended versions of both of those, which was really cool. But it just got me to thinking about what ifs, because they did play a lot of what if situations on the show. Obviously, it all centered around Isaiah Thomas. His being left off the team. But I just wanted to kind of throw a couple of what ifs at you and see what you thought about. Now, my first what if couldn't have happened that year because he was not a citizen at the time. Mm-hmm. But Hakeem Olajuwon.
The Dream.
Yes. What if he would have been a part of the team? That would have been big.
Hold on. He played in Houston as a foreign?
Correct. He was not a naturalized citizen until 1994, which is why he was able to be on the 96 team.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I ain't know that.
Didn't either, but I had looked it up because they didn't talk about him on the show, but in my mind, I was wondering why he was not picked, because he was a pretty big deal at the time. Michael was fixing to retire, and he was fixing to win him two championships. So there was that one. They talked about Isaiah and, the whole and apparently it wasn't just Michael that didn't want him on the team. They made it out to be Michael because it was Michael and him that had the bad blood between them and Bulls of the Piston days. And him and Lambeer and all them walking off the floor before the game ended when they finally beat the Pistons and that whole mess. It was basically a bunch of them that really didn't want Isaiah on the squad. But imagine how different things would have been if he would have played.
So this is the thing with the what ifs. Like, that team was just so dumb that they was gonna destroy them, that pool. I think the people that played on it, it didn't really change their careers, but it got, you know, that was a special experience getting to play with the best, like, because, you know, now these kids grow up playing with each other all the time and AAU and all, so by the time they get to the league, you know, they don't play to each other, they know each other, family and all of that. Uh-huh. But that wasn't the case for that group, you know.
And that was one of the main selling points of the documentary. They talked about the fact that none of these guys were friends coming into the Dream Team. And all of a sudden, they all left from the Dream Team days. And, you know, they're all, like, the best of friends because of their experience they had. And, you know, they bring it up to today's, you know, today's time where you got four guys that are on a banana boat cruise every summer. And, you know, they're all best friends and they all talk about them, and, you know.
And them the ones we know. Uh-huh. You know, I'm still amazed. I'm still curious of all the people that swore they was good friends with Kobe when he died, but let the news and let everybody tell it. He was standoffish. He didn't have friends in the league. He was a man on the island just trying to win rings. And then he died. And Tracy McGrady and all the, oh, we was friends. We pop up his house. Oh, somebody else say they was. And I was like, well, when did all this happen? Or, well, we being lied to all the time by the press, which I don't doubt. But
yeah.
That just seemed interesting.
What else I was gonna say about? Oh, the biggest, one of the ones that was really interesting to me, and it would have had to be in a deal where, you know, things don't happen the way they play out. But what if Dominic Wilkins had been a part of that team? Now, He couldn't have been he could have been. They could have named him as part of the original team, you know, when they named their first team, and then eventually they put Clyde and Christian Leighton on there later. But he could have been one of those original team, but that year leading up to the Olympics is when he ruptured his Achilles. So he wouldn't have been able to play. Okay. But that's another one who he would have been a decent piece. I mean, I could make a team. I could have made a squad that would have just, they already be there by the death. They would have made it out of sight. And then obviously with Christian Laettner, what if Shaq would have been on that team instead of Christian Laettner? And I mean,
first of all, he should have been on that team instead of Christian Laettner.
Well, they laid it out there as the reasons to why Shaq was not and Christian was. One, Coach K was an assistant coach on the team, and they had just come off winning back-to-back national champions. Christian Laettner was, you know, the king of college basketball. And even Shaq said, you know, I was upset and I was mad that I didn't get picked. But, I mean, the one head-to-head, we had that year when Duke and LSU played, Christian kicked my butt. So.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he didn't really mean
first, it. First of all, we didn't need a college kid on now.
Mm-mm.
Period.
Mm-mm. You could have just done all pros.
He has nothing. He don't know anything about these men's lives. They don't have a relationship.
You know he didn't have. You know he didn't have the most fun he could have, because I bet them guys didn't have nothing to do with him. I mean, you see him.
You know,
bless Magic's heart when they fast forward to the induction into the Hall of Fame, he's giving that speech and he completely left Christian off and didn't realize it until it was like.
I'm just saying, look, that had to be miserable. If there was any hazing, he was the one getting the brunt of it. And because you ain't even an NBA player. Like, it makes zero sense to put a college kid on that team.
Well, they talked about this as well in the documentary, that, you know, they put the college kid on there because they felt like they had to. With
why?
Well, you know, because it was the first year they were letting professionals play. So.
Okay. So yeah. Why? He didn't play?
You understand? You saying the same thing I said.
Like, he didn't play? Who would? And if that's the case, oh, we had to. Well, just put Shaq and him on it and just let them sit down there. We got two college kids and then the rest of these pros.
Yes, good Lord. The documentary does, it delve too much into it, but it delves some into the whole race situation as to why, you know, they had the John Stocktons and people like that instead of Isaiah. And I don't know. I think Isaiah's was more than black.
Isaiah's was hated.
Isaiah was hatred. Not liked. Right. Yeah, he was not like, not well.
And it's more that, if it's true, could Isaiah tell this story that Michael said he wasn't playing if he was on there? So it's really Michael Jordan's fault.
Let's just put this on. And they even say, and they even have him on tape saying that, you know, he never comes out and says, I'm not playing if Isaiah didn't play, but he said everyone around him, like when Rod Thorn called him to ask him to be a part of the Dream Team, he said Rod even mentions, because I asked, you know, Mike, I'm being Mike, he said, I asked, you know, who's all playing? And he said, well, you know, the person you're talking about is not, he's not going to be a part of the team. And Mike said, Mike was like, I never mentioned, you know, all I want to know was if, you know, it was
Michael, don't play games. Don't be that person.
He tried to kind of push it off that way, but
Michael, yeah. We all know y'all had y'all beef from the what the Michael rule, Jordan rule. Like, don't do that.
So I don't know, but it's clear that there was not many. Obviously, Magic was hurt because Isaiah was running around questioning whether or not he was homosexual. There was that whole beef.
And then the silliness of, oh, because you got HIV, now you gay, because that's the whole thing that went with that.
Correct. And then,
but you ain't had no problems kissing him on the cheek when y'all was had these games.
Exactly.
So if you thought he was gay, what was you doing all that for?
And okay, go ahead. Then Larry, even though he never was really asked about it, obviously Larry had his deal with Isaiah when Rodman makes the comments in the locker room after the game when the Celtics beat the Pistons, that if Larry was black, he'd just be another great player.
I was wondering, was that the time this came back up?
Mm-hmm. So it came back up. And I mean, obviously that was when 87, because Pistons won in 88, 89. So yeah, so that went in 1987 and Robin makes that comment, and Rodman is the one that makes the comment, but the person who gets the backlash Isaiah. Is Isaiah, because they come to Isaiah and ask him what he thought, and he said, well, you know, I have to agree with Rodman. And of course, they had that whole debacle where they tried to smooth it over with a press conference that Larry basically makes a mockery out of all the press, saying, I don't know why y'all making this such a big deal. You know,
well, honestly, yeah. Look, Brian, let's be honest. If he wasn't white, like, because there's not a lot of white guys, even now. Which most is of the people that present as white are Europeans and don't even, they're not even American.
No, the documentary does a good job of covering that part where they basically say, you know, what people miss the point of what he was saying, because he was white and he was as good as he was. They were not saying that Larry Bird was not a great player,
right? But he was just falling in with the rest of them as good as he was,
and he was one of the only white players in the league. That's why the media was so keen to be, and they did a really that was the best job I've seen of actually bringing that to light.
And yeah, because. Well,
The people that were involved in this documentary were Mark Lamont Hill and Bomani Jones and people like that that have that perspective on it, and they did a really good job of bringing that to light.
So yeah, he would have he would be a top 75 player still. I mean, mm-hmm. And nobody would say.
No one, no. And that, that, people literally don't understand that. And then I think they understand. They just wanted to make something out of the comments at the time, you know, because it was controversy. You know, controversy.
Well, who do you think, like, now, let's see, a white guy that's good, that's not from another country.
Yeah, you know, I'm playing it through my mind. Nope, he ain't from here. He ain't from here.
Right, you just keep coming up. Oh, he's from another country.
Yeah.
Oh, he's from another country. Luca, he's from another country.
And not to go off that subject, but the foreign situation, they talked about how the Dream Team, they did a really good job of highlighting how the Dream Team impacted the growth of the game of basketball.
International basketball.
Talked about, you know, that's why you don't see any back to the basket foreigners, because they all want to play like Michael and Magic and people like that, and they learned how to play outside, and that's why you see them all shooting three-pointers and all this other stuff.
Well, this is what I'll say to that piece. While it was nice that it was able to evolve the sport and move the sport forward in other countries, now that other countries are influencing our game by this whole position as basketball and big men wanting to shoot threes, and I'm so annoyed by it. All right, go ahead.
Can you think of any at that time, any more like possible people that could have made this thing? Clyde even said, bless Clyde Drexler's heart. But Clyde was on there talking about how he should have been one of the top 10, and maybe there's an argument that he should have been one of the first 10.
He made the team, shut up.
He still believes to this day that he was just as good or better than Michael.
Clyde, don't do this.
He even makes the comment. He said, I mean, if I would have shot as many times as Michael shot.
Don't do this, Mike. I mean, Clyde. So the question is, what year was this?
92.
So
I was trying to go back in my mind. I really couldn't. I mean, I think they pretty much covered the best of the best.
You wonder, like, Kevin Johnson were they too young? Were they, like, did they?
Right. That I was looking at who made the 96.
Because I can't tell how old they are.
Let me look at the 96 roster.
Lord, I did not know Hakeem Olajuwon was not a citizen.
Mm-hmm. He became a naturalized citizen in 94.
So you got Charles Barkley that made it.
So 96 team was Charles, Penny Hardaway, which would have been too young because he wasn't in the league yet. Grant Hill,
Bob
Malone,
go ahead.
Reggie Miller. That's another possibility. Hakeem, Shaq, Gary Payton, Scottie, Mitch Richmond, another.
And Clyde better shut up, because he might not have made the team if Dominique don't have busted up leg.
That's what I. That was my what if.
So you better shut up.
I think he would have been in that place, and that was what they kind of alluded to on the documentary, where if he hadn't erupted his Achilles, he would have probably been that 11th pro that made the team. Which would have been interesting. Oh, I didn't know Glenn, big dog, Glenn Robinson was supposed to be on the 96 team. But he was a replacement. He was injured.
What, he got hurt? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, who else was on the 96 team?
Barkley, Penny, Grant Hill, Karl Malone, Reggie Miller, Olajuwon, Shaq, Gary Payton, Scottie Pippen, Mitch Richmond, David Robinson, and John Stockton. So you had a good mix of some of the ones that was on the original team and then some new kids.
And America was tired of getting beat, going to the Olympics and losing. So it was time. Because for some reason, they just could not field a good college team. So it was time.
Well, the 88 team losing really, and that threw things off. Because that was how they bring in Dave Robinson to the discussion on the documentary, because he was on the 88 team that lost with John Thompson as the coach. I was looking at that squad. That squad was, I don't know how they lost. Let me look at 1988. Let's see. Yeah, Danny Manning, Hersey Hawkins, Dan Marley. Stacy Augman. Bimbo Coles, J.R. Reed, Mitch Richmond, David Robinson. And there was a Charles D. Smith and a Charles E. Smith. Charles E. Smith played at Georgetown. That's why he made the team. Because old John.
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't even thought about that team. Like, it's so long. And at this point, I feel like they need to try to. I don't know if they would feel like the G League kids would be, you know, I should stop calling them kids. The G League players would be, like their all-star team would be, or some mix of the G League and some lower level, NBA, not people that's like not stars, but it'll get them a chance to play and get better, or like the Zion Williamson's, obviously he hurt a lot, but I could see them sending Zion, the guy from that just made that layup for Boston, like the younger end of, because what I don't like is on those Olympic years, when you sending Curry and, well, not LeBron now, but it just put too much mileage that they don't necessarily like. It's not helpful for them to just be going and playing and they don't been in the playoffs and then they go right to playing it and then they come right back into the season with no rest. And we see these injuries keep piling up, not just for the Lakers, like overall, you got, what's his name? He had the ACL injury. Klay Thompson just came back from ACL and Achilles or something, didn't
he? Yeah,
and so the more they play, the more likely they're going to keep having these injuries. So they need to consider taking... Yeah.
We ain't seen the Claw since 2019.
Yeah, in the playoff, and so they might want to consider like, hey, I feel like, you know, some of these younger players, what's the kid that you think gonna be a rookie? I think the dude, is he from Detroit? I think he's gonna be a rookie of the year.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking. See.
Anyway. Just taking guys like that, they pros, they've had their one or two seasons by the time the next Olympics roll around, you know, and let them go over there.
Cade Cunningham. Yeah.
Cade and the kid from Houston, that's a bunny rabbit. And I think they can field a nice little team and not have to keep putting all that on. And I know that Steph Curry and them might want to play, but I'd be like, yeah. We still want this league to, you know, have some stars that aren't banged up and not playing all these logging all these long minutes. Because everybody ain't going to be like LeBron in 37. He missed a lot of games, but he's still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
God knows that Anthony Davis should never play in another Olympics in his life. Like, anytime he can get a break, he should take it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, but no, I wanted to just kind of put that out there, give the people some thought. I know we'll get some comments on some people that we probably left off that people are thinking about. Joe Dumars was another possibility to make the 92 team. They brought that up on the documentary. Because mainly because Chuck was the coach and they wanted to throw a Piston on there. But you if you had done that, then you would have really shown the world that you was keeping Isaiah off on purpose.
Right. You can't do that. That's just not going to happen. When you got Magic Michael and Bird and Patrick and all them.
And Charles was apparently the best player on the team that year. I mean, he let him in scoring. And,
you know. And yeah, you did. The rest of them were really like, you know, whatever. They didn't even need all them stars. They could have did half and half, and they probably would have still destroyed them people. Half pros and half college players.
Yeah, they talked about. Because
who else came out with Christian Leighton in chat?
Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, see, they would have been just fine with half and half.
Yeah. Interesting. It's a good conversation piece.
So I'm going to have to check out that podcast with the lady that sounds like she reading a book.
Oh, Jackie McMullen. Yeah. The icons.
Yeah, I was like, I told Brian, I said, is she reading? Because it sounded like she just reading a book. You said so, she was a writer. I was like, oh.
Listeners, this is part of the Ringer Podcast Network. They're doing an Icons Club where they highlight different, like they highlighted Michael, they highlighted Magic and Larry, they did Shaq and Kobe. And yeah, so, and Jackie McMullen is the narrator. And as TC, it sounds like she's reading straight from a script. Which it does.
I mean, I was like, is she reading a book? Like, is like, what is happening? Then you said she was an author. I was like, well, maybe she is, because she so sounds like she's reading. Maybe she's not. I don't know. Maybe that's just the way her cadence is, the way she talks. But that's what I took from it, that she was reading. But thanks for sharing that podcast, because I would have never come across that. And the stories that she's told on the, who was it? Bill Russell, yes. I didn't know a lot of. Obviously, I shouldn't know a lot of. He was in the 60s, so right. Yeah, that kind of stuff was interesting. How him and Wilt's relationship fell apart because Wilt, he didn't think Wilt played hard in the game. All that kind of stuff. I was like, what? Are you serious? And people be like, oh man, women are so emotional, and I try to tell my sibling. Men are just as emotional. Y'all just don't identify it as such. Like, we all are working off emotions, whether it's good or bad or whatever it is. But for you to be like, oh, he didn't play his best. He sat out of that championship game. I wanted to beat him and to win that title. And now we're not friends? Really? Really? Come on, bruh.
Well, anyway. Please comment and let us know what you think of what are your what ifs for the original Dream Team. And if you want to go even further, who you think could have made the 96 team that, you know, that maybe was left off. I know Sean Kemp could have been on it.
And if you want to go even further, what do you think you should do? Do you agree with me? And I don't need a grins, but that we should keep sending our superstars over there. Or should there be a happy medium of transitioning they stars, but they could be superstars and transition and give them opportunity to shine on the biggest stage.
Yeah, send that next tier. That tier just below the the top. Them up and comers. Yeah. Yeah. So
the rising stars as they would be in the NBA All-Star thing.
We will return next week. Obviously, this is pre-recorded, so we did not get a chance to see the next episode of Moon Knights. We don't know what happened on episode 4 yet, but we'll talk about that and the winning time. I think the season finale will have happened.
Already? Lord.
It's got 3 more episodes left. So maybe not. Maybe we got 1 more week before the. Look, this is why pre-recording is no good for me, because I have not in my mind played out. But anyway, as always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Keep hope alive, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian Nikkei and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.